Chapter 32. Joseph, a Type of Christ. A reading from Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 through 11. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed, for behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. There is hardly a child who has been to Sunday school who has not heard the story of Joseph and his brothers many, many times. Who does not know about Joseph's coat of many colors? Who is unaware of the fact that his brothers hated him and sold him into slavery? There are numerous moral lessons and warnings to be drawn from the story. In his character and conduct, Joseph shows us how we ought to live in this world for the glory of God, and how God honors those that honor him. In their character and conduct, Joseph's wicked brothers represent everything that is base, vile, and malicious. They were wicked, covetous, self-centered, and self-serving men. Obviously, Joseph represents all that we should be and do. His brothers represent all that we should avoid. These lessons might be readily perceived by any natural moralist, yet there is much more here than lessons about moral conduct. In fact, if that's all we learn from the story of Joseph and his brothers, we have not understood the last 14 chapters of Genesis. Like everything else in the Old Testament scriptures, this story is intended to be a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in type and picture. First, as our covenant head, Adam was a type of Christ. Second, Abel showed forth the death of Christ as our sacrifice. Third, Noah represented Christ in the saving of his household. Fourth, Abraham and Isaac portrayed the substitutionary sacrifice of Christ on Mount Moriah. Fifth, Melchizedek revealed Christ as our great high priest. Sixth, Isaac pictured Christ, the promised seed, in whom all the nations of the earth are blessed. And seventh, Jacob saw Christ as a ladder, the only mediator between God and men. However, the fullest, most complete, and striking type of Christ to be seen in the book of Genesis is Joseph. A. W. Pink, in his Gleanings in Genesis, lists 100 ways in which Joseph is a picture of our Savior. Looking at just a few of these highlights of Joseph's life, we see him as a beautifully instructive type of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we have observed, the book of Genesis is the book of beginnings. Here, God revealed his purpose of grace in the salvation of sinners and showed fallen men how he would save his elect by the sacrifice of his own dear son. Joseph is one of the many illustrations we are given of God's grace and salvation in Christ. Joseph's name makes him a type of Christ. Actually, he was given two names, Joseph and Zaphnath-Paaneah. Zaphnath-Paaneah is the name which Pharaoh gave him when he made him lord over all Egypt. In this, he was like our Savior who has two names, a divine name and a human name. His divine name is Christ, which means anointed of God. His human name is Jesus, which means Savior. He has two names because he is both the Son of God and the Son of Man. The names given to Joseph are significant as a type of our Savior. Joseph means adding. Adam was one who subtracted. We lost everything in Adam, but Christ, the second Adam, is the one who adds to heaven the sons of God. To this end, he came into the world, lived in righteousness, and died upon the cursed tree. Joseph's second name, Zaphnath-Paaneah, has a double meaning. It means revealer. Christ is the one who reveals God to us. It also means provider, and Christ is our great provider. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. He provides his people with all things, temporal and physical, as well as all things eternal and spiritual. In his relationship to his father, Joseph is a type of Christ. Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Verse 3. How Jacob loved Joseph. All his life long, his happiness was bound up in his son. He rejoiced when he was born. He distinguished him from the sons of Leah by making a coat of many colors for him. His heart broke when he thought he was dead. He took a long journey in his old age to see Joseph's face. He committed himself to Joseph. As Joseph was the object of his father's love, so the Lord Jesus Christ is the object of his father's love. The Lord delights in his son. God has placed all things in his hands. Christ has preeminence over all things and in all things. Joseph was the object of Israel's love because he was the child of Israel's old age. Here again is a picture of Christ. From all eternity, he is the Son of God. He was not born in time. He is the eternally begotten Son of the eternal Father, very God of very God, equal with and of the same substance as the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ is not a creature of God. He is God the Creator. He is not a mere emanation of God. He is God, the one in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells. He is infinitely more than a manifestation of God. He is God manifest in the flesh. Joseph represents the Lord Jesus Christ in his occupation. He was a shepherd feeding the flock. No representation of Christ is more beautiful than that of a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, it says, Psalm 23, verse 1. He is set before us as the good shepherd in his sin atoning death. He is the great shepherd in his resurrection glory. He is the chief shepherd in his glorious second advent. What can be more beautiful than the comparison of Christ to a shepherd? The figure suggests his tender care, his unceasing devotion, his constant provision, his watchful protection, his blessed patience, his peaceful presence, and his matchless love. Our Joseph is our shepherd, the shepherd of Israel. In his coat of many colors, Joseph is a picture of Christ. There has been much debate about this coat of many colors. Some find fault with Jacob for making it. Some find fault with Joseph for wearing it. Yet it cannot be denied that this coat was providentially and prophetically significant. It was not, as Dolly Parton's song implies, a coat of many rags. It was made with great care and given to him by his father as a mark of distinction and honor. It separated Joseph, the son of Rachel, from his brothers, his half-brothers, the sons of Leah. It identified him as one of noble birth, distinct from all the others. Did not the Lord God so distinguish his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from all other men? At his birth the angels sang, and a star appeared. Never was there such a birth. At his baptism heaven opened, God spoke, and the Holy Spirit appeared in the form of a dove. This had never happened before, nor since. Our Lord washed his disciples' feet with water, but his feet were anointed with precious ointment. When he died upon the cursed tree, the Lord God made it clear to all that he was no ordinary man. The 3 hours of darkness covered the earth. The earth itself shook and quaked at the death of a God-man. The veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom when, by his blood, the Lord Jesus opened the way for sinners to draw near to and be accepted by the holy Lord God. After the Lord Jesus died, one of the Roman soldiers who had observed the whole day's infamy declared, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And after he arose from the dead, many of the saints arose with him. Throughout his life and ministry, God the Father put on his Son a coat of many colors. Joseph was an eminent type of Christ in his character. As he excelled his brothers in every aspect of his character, so Christ excels all the sons of men in the infinite excellence of his character. Joseph was obedient to his father, righteous in his behavior, faithful to God, kind to men, and patient in his suffering. In all these things, Joseph was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, who, because of his great love for us, was obedient to death, even the death of the cross, that he might glorify God his Father and our Father in redeeming and saving his people from their sins. Joseph presents a type of Christ in his actions. If we simply changed Joseph's name to Christ as we read about his life, we might be tempted to think we were reading one of the four Gospels instead of the book of Genesis. As Joseph was sent by his father into the wilderness to visit his brothers, who treated him contemptuously, so the Lord Jesus Christ came into this dark wilderness, being sent by his father to visit and redeem his people. When he came here, our Savior, like Joseph, was hated without cause. His own kinsmen conspired and plotted to kill him. As Joseph secretly fed and cared for his brothers in their time of need, though they knew him not, so the Lord Jesus secretly cared for, fed, and protected us when we knew him not. Joseph suffered much at the hands of his brothers. They betrayed him. They sold him into bondage. It was a result of his brothers' actions that he was imprisoned in Egypt. His own brothers delivered him up to die. So far as they knew, Joseph was dead, and so it was with our Savior. As Joseph did nothing but good to his brothers, though they fully deserved his wrath, so Christ, who was and is so greatly abused by us, does nothing but good for his elect. In the time of love, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. So, at the time of love, Christ reveals himself to God's elect. As Joseph forgave his brothers for all the crimes they had committed against him, and assured them that he was in God's place for the salvation of his household, so Christ forgives us and assures us of God's purpose of grace. Though we killed the Lord of glory, he is in God's place to save his people. As Joseph taught his brothers to love one another, See that ye fall not out by the way. So the Lord Jesus, above all else, teaches his disciples to love one another. Joseph was an eminent type of Christ in his exaltation. His two dreams described in Genesis 37 prophetically made him as Lord over the earth, Lord over heaven, and thus Lord over his brothers, just as the Old Testament scriptures prophesied that, as a man, Christ would be made Lord over all things as the result of his accomplishments as our God-man mediator. And after much humiliation and suffering, Joseph was highly exalted by Pharaoh. He was given a place of highest honor in the land. He was made to have dominion over all Egypt and all its stores. Everyone in Egypt was required to bow before him, and anyone who wanted anything from Pharaoh's beautiful store was required to go unto Joseph. So it is that the Lord God has highly exalted his Son as our mediator. Of what do you stand in need? Is it grace? Forgiveness? Righteousness? Peace? Eternal life? Strength? Comfort? Or direction? Go to Christ. He is all. He has all. And he gives all. Christ is our Joseph. He is in the place of God. He rules all things. He possesses all things. If we would live, we must go unto Joseph. We must go to Christ.